producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, just wanted to tell you that I really appreciate, I really do, from the bottom of my heart, in all sincerity, that you've taken the time to not only make us the number one radio show on Saturday, but, folks, just noticing what's going on, engaging through GCN, you've got us as one of the top five shows. And I just really appreciate that due to the fact that we've been over at Genesis Communication for 3 years now. And so we're the new punks on the block. Previous to being on Genesis Communication Network, we were actually over at Salem Communications, where I was directly and purposely directing my message and broadcasting live into Washington, D.C. and Chicago. Can anybody guess why? Well, we're told that Barack Hussein Obama, his Muslim name, Barry Satoro, P.S., a.k.a., he's from Chicago, we're told, and then also knowing that he's in the People's White House, so I didn't need to make sure that he was hearing me 6 days a week as we expose who he is for who he is and what he is. But again, I also have to lay responsibility to the American people, as I've asked and I've laid your candor so many times, friends, that, you know, when we're talking to the crimes of this administration or any other administration that the American people have tolerated over the last how many decades in this country, you have to ask yourself who's guilty, the one committing the crime or the people that are actually allowing them to commit the crimes. And again, going back to what Edmund Burke rightly said, and it's such a good quote, it's right on. He coined it perfectly. Evil prevails because good men do nothing. So I'm doing what I'm called to do before God, because I love him first and foremost with my whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. And what is the second commandment, by the way? Namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Folks, I'm always reminding you that your sin is before God. That's why we have wicked rulers today, because the American people have tolerated wicked rulers because of the sin that they themselves intend to go on in. And so what we're going to do today, folks, just before we get over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, we're going to get to conditioned response. And I want to show you how the people in this country are conditioned as to how they're to respond to what's going on, not just in America, but globally as well. And I also want to remind you, folks, that slaves are made in such ways. As a matter of fact, Harriet Tubman, they called her the Moses of the day. She used to liberate slaves. And at one point, someone approached her and said, "You are responsible for freeing slaves." And she said, "Yes, I've freed many slaves." She said, "I could have freed a lot more had they known that they were slaves." So what we're going to be talking about today is conditioned response. Again, America, slaves are made in such a way. And those that are listening to us over in Russia, those that are listening to us in Australia, we love you from here. We thank you for your emails. We thank you for your responses. And over at the UK as well, again, thank you for tuning in to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. And P.S., friends, if you'd like to jump online and see who we are, what we look like, what we do, So on and so forth. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also go over to our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, double E, BradleyDean1. Our Facebook accounts, BradleyDean, double E, BradleyDean, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio. Now, when you go to Sons of Liberty Radio, just keep in mind, folks, there's a picture of myself holding the flag as I'm sitting in a kneed position in front of Arlington Cemetery, just so you know. And there's a guy with tattoos and long hair there. And it simplifies exactly the heart of this ministry, what we do, why we do it. We're living for what those that have died had given unto us through a great sacrifice, John 15:13, in the natural as well in the spiritual. And you'll see that clearly. But it is Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, and Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook as well. And if you'd like to call in over the next hour, I invite you to do just that. That number is 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. I wanted to let you know, if you're a first-time listener, that this is the radio station and radio show where we think for ourselves and we make not the others the measure of our conduct. Why? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ. We follow the Christ, 1 Corinthians 11:1 and John 14:6, where he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, because we know that it is him that makes men free, and we also understand where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty to walk in holiness. There is liberty to walk in holiness. So, without further ado, folks, let's jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Is religious freedom the suicide of religious freedom? Of course it is, folks. They've been used totalitarian methods for a long time here concerning this administration. They love to pull your hair, smack your face, and then cry the victim. And what they like to do is use the law against itself. So, religious freedom, the way that it's being used today and promoted and perpetuated against the people, is really the suicide of religious freedom. And folks, we need to keep in mind that religion concerning our forefathers, for example, that quote that I use quite a bit by John Adams, the second president of the United States, he said it was our Constitution. He said it's made for a religious people. And under the umbrella of the Christian faith, that does not include foreign religions, folks. Case in point, we have over 300-1 concerning Christian churches to any other faith in this country. And 78% of the American people profess their Christianity. So again, putting that into perspective, when we're talking about freedom of religion, it's freedom under the Christian religion as to what God's Mosaic Institution actually promotes. And we know, as Charles D. Montesquieu rightly said, one of the founders, along with John Locke and William Blackstone, that liberty is the right to do what God's law permits. Okay? That's why we see Moses in the Mosaic Institution everywhere in the United States of America. Again, so it's liberty and it's freedom to walk under the umbrella of the Christian faith. Okay? So if you think that everybody has a right to come here and establish their religion, well, I want to tell you something. You're very foolish, because you don't realize that if that's what you believe, then you've been duped out of the freedoms that God has given you, because God has not given us the right to violate His law by accepting foreign gods into this country. He said, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Exodus 20, it's the first commandment. And it's also interesting to note that the American people are beginning to wake up to this, because they're seeing that illegals, namely illegals coming from the Middle East, are trying to implement, guess what, Sharia law on the heels of, guess who? The homosexuals. That's right. And case in point, Tim Brown, senior editor from sonsoflibertymedia.com, just posted this. And it was important that we posted this, because you need to understand that Shepard Smith from Fox News is a homosexual. And I've always shared with you that the homosexuals are on the heels, or I'm sorry, that Sharia law is on the heels of the homosexuals. Of course they are. They're so blind. Again, friends, they could be transported to the sun and not see it. But sonsoflibertymedia.com, Shepard Smith encourages migration of the Muslim ideology that will kill him, and rips up those that oppose those that are shutting down illegal immigration in this country. So there's Fox News again for you. I'm going to take a quick break. Be right back.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of change? changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, talking about what's going on across the globe, namely in the United States of America, the home of the brave, correct? We were just talking about on sonsoflibertymedia.com right before the break how I had blown the horn for many years that the homosexuals are being used as a political battering ram for Sharia law. Well, we can see that that's exactly what's taking place in this country. On sonsoflibertymedia.com, it was just posted this morning, Shepard Smith encourages migration of the Muslim ideology that will kill him. And then he rips up those that oppose illegal immigration. This is Fox News, and that should come as no surprise, friends, because if you keep in mind, Fox News is half-owned by Prince Al-Walid bin Talal. And he's the guy that's responsible for saying a strong American government is not good for us. And just keep in mind as well, friends, he's the second owner of Fox News. And I just thought you should know and consider the source. Don't take Fox News for what they appear to be, friends. They are half-owned concerning Sharia compliance. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I just talked about this a couple minutes ago. Donald Trump, mosques, and the First Amendment, folks. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Tim Brown just posted and authored, Widespread Terrorism is Just Part of the Perfect Storm That Is Now Descending on the Western World. And you better bet your bottom dollar that's exactly what's happening. Folks, again, we're going to be talking about conditioned response. Slaves are made in such ways in just a couple minutes here. A couple more I want to highlight for you. Stopping white people and overturning the Constitution is the goal. You're seeing all these little groups, Black Lives Matter, other radical groups, homosexuals and atheists, folks. It's all all bought and paid for by the likes of George Soros, MoveOn.org. Folks, they do not have the support. They do not have the numbers, but the state-controlled media continuously blows them up. Now, for the life of me, friends, I'm asking, and I want to know, why is it that there's less than 21% approval rating concerning the state-controlled media, and we know that their numbers are super low, like MSNBC, they're so bad, they're lower than a snake's belly. It's also interesting to note that CNN has less than 2 million viewers a day. But again, friends, why is it that the people hold the truth and unrighteousness? They say that, you know, they don't believe what the state-controlled media states or reports or promulgates or advances, friends. But the fact of the matter is then why do people respond to it in such a fashion? I'm here to expose the lie. That's what God does through his mercy. And he also tells you and forewarns you of things to come that you might have an opportunity to repent. Just ask Jonah, okay, in Nineveh. And folks, if we would take the time to simply go back to the Word of God, we could see where Jesus continuously warned the people to be not deceived, be not deceived, be not deceived. We need to wake up and deal with the issues at hand. I'll get to that again in just a couple minutes. But going back, stopping white people and overturning the Constitution is the goal. Folks, isn't it interesting these young, useful idiots, these young, useful collegiate idiots, they want a new Constitution, they say. Folks, they want to throw off the old Constitution that is the longest standing Constitution in modern history. They want to do away with that. You want to know why? Because they've been dummied down by their communist professors that are dumb as rocks. In P.S., I'm not just saying that, folks. These folks will not get on the radio with me. They will not confront me, but they will send out their useful idiot studios to give me a crowd. They'll give them extra credit to actually attempt to defy my message. But what happens is when they come and they hear the message, it's the anointing that breaks the yoke, and they can't explain why they now know that they've been lied to. But again, folks, you need to keep in mind these groups are all bought and paid for. And also keep in mind it's a Saul Alinsky communist tactic to cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. These people are only being used to create and an attempt to create civil war, domestic insurrection. And don't doubt me, friends. Don't doubt me. It's a fact. Look to other nations. Look to history. Study the past the way that our forefathers had suggested to. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, did Australia and Great Britain see lower gun violence after mass confiscation? Of course not, friends. Crime goes up because the criminals know now that you're disarmed, so now they can go on the attack. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, to France from a post-9/11 America, lessons we learned too late, folks. Government is consolidating power, giving it over to NATO. Why is that, friends? Because they're the ones responsible for creating the chaos in the first place. And just so you know, these Islamic jihadists, they're being used just like every other group that stands against God. They're only being used as a political battering ram to create chaos, to give power to the representatives that aren't condemning the crimes, friends, but actually defending Islam. And why is that? Because they want you to be afraid of Islam, they want you to be afraid of the religion, and they want you to submit to a tyrannical form of government. It's only a political ideology, and it's dangerous. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, many probably know this now, but Obama stated, I'm not interested in American leadership or America winning. Of course not. Keep in mind, friends, before he became the president of the United States of America, mysteriously after 144 days of self-servitude in Illinois, he was over in Europe calling for a new world order just like George Bush Sr. Also keep in mind, when he came back, the American people thought it was funny that Obama said that he just got off a 57-state tour, when in fact, folks, there's 57 states in the Muslim nation. Now who's laughing? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. For those that did not know this, we're going to talk about this in just a couple moments. This is crazy stuff. You know what? I'm just going to hold up. I'm going to put a little salt on your tongue, folks. While the focus was on jihad in Paris, guess what Barack Hussein Obama was doing? I'm going to tell you that in just a couple moments. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. It is time to suspend Islamic immigration. Last number I seen, there's 17 governors that are waiting for the last moment to actually stand up against these self proclaimed Syrian refugees, folks, what, again, we're finding across the globe is that they are invading forces, which these politicians and representatives globally are actually advancing. And why are they advancing it? To create chaos. They want to plunder nations. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. What God is this? Check it out. Paul Cornelius, a brand new contributor to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com out of Texas as well, folks. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Greensboro, North Carolina. Residents sheepishly turning their guns at police request. Yeah, you heard me right. You heard me right. Pretty crazy, idiotic stuff, yeah? Folks, let's get over to conditioned response, because this leads right into my next topic. Slaves are made in such ways. Folks, conditioned response defined is an automatic response established by training to an ordinary neutral stimulus. Now let me explain. I'll say that again. The definition of a conditioned response is an automatic response established by training to an ordinary neutral stimulus. For example, when you were a kid, if you went to camp, all of a sudden you hear the bell. Guess what that meant? That means it's time to go eat. You heard a bell later on. That meant it's time to go to bed. You heard a bell in the morning. Folks, you're being conditioned all the way, all day long. And the war is out there for your mind, friends, but it's also there by the enemy of your souls, because he wants to take as many people to hell with him that don't belong in hell. But the way that happens is people are destroyed through the lack of knowledge. But let me go to what's going on concerning America today. So there's a report that recently came out. I want you to listen carefully. Just recently, there was a report that came out talking about how idiotic Barack Hussein Obama was to the Paris attacks. Okay? A report recently talked of how idiotic Obama was to the Paris attacks. And what's interesting is when I heard that, I found myself saying in response, how idiotic are the American people to believe his lies? Because lie after lie, day after day, week after week, month after month, and year after year, he's still in the People's White House. So now, I want to lay a question to you. How idiotic is Barack Hussein Obama? Because the American people still allow him to remain there after all of this time. So who's the idiots? And again, talking about conditioned response. And through a conditioned response, the people respond according to the lies told to them by holding the truth and unrighteousness, read Romans 1:18, only to set down, do nothing, and allow the criminal to set the narrative. And then add to tyranny by doing nothing, only to be assaulted on another day by the people that they have been trusted to serve. This all being done by the idiot Barack Hussein Obama. Folks, in perspective, look in the mirror. Who's idiotic? I mean, folks, do you really believe that he doesn't know what he's doing? He doesn't at length. He is a servant to God because he's tolerated to be there by a wicked people. That's why you have wicked rulers. And what is the definition of wicked? Those that know to do the right thing but choose to do the wrong thing, either purposely or through apathy and tolerance. Okay? We're going to come right back to this right when we get back. Again, folks, we're talking about conditioned response. Slaves are made in such ways. Again, conditioned response, an automatic response established by training to an ordinary neutral stimulus. How do the American people respond? Well, rest assured, friends, you've been conditioned to respond in such a manner that you have today, but why are you doing it? 1-866-582-9933.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Final shout out, 1-866-582-9933. Talking about conditioned response, slaves are made in such ways. Again, defined definition of conditioned response, an automatic response established by training to an ordinary neutral stimulus. Folks, you're being neutered in the fashion in which you respond to the attacks by this administration. The American people are simply taught to sit back and watch the criminal from the effeminate presidential pulpit to set the narrative. And all the while, the enemies of America laugh, not realizing that it's this administration attacking you, America. Now, after the Paris attacks, the American people were conditioned by being led quickly to their television sets to anticipate the president's response, hoping to be comforted and reassured that here in America, all is well. And folks, again, rest assured, what I'm telling you is exactly what happens. Because people in this country, this ungodly nation that is a godly nation in its foundations, they want to make sure that the president still has everything in control, knowing all the well he is the one committing the acts of treason against them, so they can go live in their own sinful lifestyles. They want to go back to the football game. They want to go knock a little round ball into the dirt. They want to go watch their pornography on site. They want to do the things that they want to do, and they want to be reassured by the criminal in chief, the effeminate homosexual himself. Now, folks, I also want you to understand that what did the American people get after the Paris attacks by the President of the United States? Well, a president that was agitated by them that were comparing ISIS with that of the Muslims. Well, folks, if you look at the fruit on the tree, the created terror group, ISIS, a global political battering ram to create chaos and upend nation sovereignties to consolidate power to the United Nations, is Muslim. And the Muslims are ISIS, so what's the problem? Why are they spending so much time defending the Muslims? Because these are the ones that are advocating illegal immigrants, namely those from Syria, you're told, that are an invading force only appointed to plunder nations and create civil war. They're the ones that are responsible for making way for them to come into these countries in the first place. That's why they're defending these people, friends. And don't forget what I told you yesterday. That former British Foreign Secretary Robin Cook, Inter Services Intelligence, is on record stating, the truth is there is no Islamic army or terrorist group called Al-Qaeda. And any informed intelligent officer knows this. But there is propaganda campaign to make the public believe in the presence of an identified entity representing the devil only in order to drive TV watchers to accept a unified international leadership for a war against terrorism. The country behind this is the United States of America. Oh, just hang on a minute. I want you to remember that the word terrorism was originally defined in the Oxford English Dictionary as government by intimidation. Now when you hear the word terrorism, it's been redefined again, folks, because the American people have tolerated this as to believe that the terrorists are anybody that the government points their finger at. See, the President of the United States, as well as Hillary Clinton, just a side note, along with several other world representatives, are there defending the Muslims after the attacks while the victims are condemning the attacks. Let me say that again. Why is it that world representatives, why are they defending the Muslims, and why are they not condemning the attacks of the Muslims? For example, German Chancellor Angela Merkel calls for tolerance of Muslim migrants following Paris attacks. Why? Because she's doing what the United States of America is telling her to do, just like the French government is. And folks, keep in mind, as well as advocating the advancing armies to plunder countries that they enter. Again, keep in mind, there's folks in America and governors in America today that are standing up. The last number I seen was 17, and they're saying we're not taking them. But folks, instead of saying we're not taking them, how about dealing with the guy in the White House? And also keep in mind, concerning your representatives, even those that are running for the President of the United States of America, not one of them has done his duty. Not a one of them has done her duty. Not one of them has called for the Articles of Impeachment, Article 2, Section 4, concerning the criminal in the White House and his administration. Not a one of them. Are they going along to get along? You're going to have to judge them by their fruits. So what's America's conditioned response? How are you neutered? How are you neutered, friends? Barack Hussein Obama is just naive, stupid, or ignorant. Furthermore, there's nothing that we can do about it. In other words, there's no hope. Jeremiah 18:12. And why do people in this country say that there's nothing we can do about it, when in fact, the truth completely contradicts everything that you're saying? Even in the natural, friends. Read Jeremiah 17:7. Again, I just explained to you, because people don't want to actually fight for their freedoms. It's good enough that their sons and their daughters did the dying and bleeding and sacrificing. They want to enjoy the freedoms that have been bestowed upon them through sacrifice. Why should they fight? Come on, someone else did that for us. I mean, they got the impression in their minds that freedom is the right to do whatever you want to do, when, again, the opposite is true. You have to fight for freedom. We know what our forefathers told us concerning liberty. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty. We have to remain in the good fight of faith, as Paul talked about in the book of Timothy. But I want to show you again, going back to how naive and stupid and ignorant this man in the White House is. Well, the focus was on jihad in Paris. Guess what Barack Hussein Obama was doing here at Guantanamo Bay? Just listen, friends. Just to show you how naive and stupid and ignorant he is, through sleight of hand, through diversion, concerning what was going on in Paris, France. Guess what Barack Hussein Obama was doing, friends? He just released 6 more Islamic jihadis from Guantanamo Bay to the United Arab Emirates. Did you hear what I said? I thought that's who was responsible for what was going on in France. Folks, when are you going to get your game on? Open your eyes. And again, friends, keep in mind, this report came from none other than the Department of Defense. And P.S., the Department of Defense, which 5,000 employees were exposed during an ICE investigation for downloading child pornography. These are your resources. These are who your reports are coming from. These are the people responsible for releasing 6 more jihadi terrorists from Guantanamo Bay. So, folks, knowing this, let me ask you the question again. I mean, I got to speak plainly here. How naive and stupid and ignorant are the American people to tolerate this and put a hand over one of their eyes and say, you know, I didn't just see him do that. No, you've seen him do that. This thing isn't being done in a corner. This is being done in the face of the American people, who are responsible for much. Why? Because much has been given to them. There's a reason you're called the light of the world, friends. Read Scripture. Oh, and folks, another heads up here. Don't forget about Jay Johnson, along with other Muslim Brotherhood ties, who is the head of the unconstitutional Homeland Security. And keep in mind what he stated. He said that he was positioned there for the plight of the Muslims. See, this has all been forecasted in the faces of the American people. For example, you got Sotomayor, and then all of a sudden, just before you know it, she's appointed. And, oh, let's talk about illegal immigration. Let's talk about amnesty. Or homosexual marriage, which has never been in the history of mankind. Look at Barack Hussein Obama does. Guess who he appoints right before the judges, if you want to call them that. The injustices is rightly what they should be called, friends. But isn't it interesting that she's appointed there a radical lesbian known for attacking our military, just like Barack Hussein Obama, right before they come up with the decision as to what they're going to do concerning men and men and women marrying one another? Folks, there's nothing that happens in politics that's not first plan, said Roosevelt. You got to think about this kind of stuff. And folks, we can't forget about the head stooge of the CIA, John Brenner, and a stooge he is. You got to take a look at this joker. Don't forget about John Brenner, who was meeting with the French intelligence before the Paris terror attacks. What was he doing over there? Kind of reminds me of the Bushes sitting with the Bin Laden family during the 9/11 attacks. But, oh, no, that's just way out there. Come on. You know, history can't be repeating itself here in America. No, that only happened when Adolf Hitler attacked his own Reichstag, man. That can't be. The American people aren't that stupid. No, you, America, are falling for the fact that Barack Hussein Obama is naive and stupid, when in fact the people that are tolerating his crimes are naive and stupid. But again, talking about CIA, John Brenner, the stooge himself, meeting with French intelligence before the Paris terror attacks. By the way, friends, for those that didn't know, John Brenner's a converted Muslim. He's a traitor to his own people. And of course, just for those, I have to lay the hammer down on this one. Concerning the CIA, just so you understand that the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree from what I'm exposing right now, keep in mind it was William Casey, who was the head of the CIA. He was responsible for stating that we'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American people believe is false. Every step of the way, the facts are laid out on the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com for you. countering every lie that's told to you. I cannot decide for you. I cannot act for you. You must do that. But again, going back, because it really is this simple, but if you will not listen carefully unto me and will not do all these commandments, and if you shall despise my will, my statutes, or if you, your soul abhor my judgments to actually execute them, so that you will not do all my commandments, but that you break my covenant, guess what the Lord said? He said, I will do this unto you. I will even appoint terror over you. And I will set my face against you, and you shall be slain before your enemies, and they that hate you shall reign over you, and you shall flee when none pursueth. And if you will not hearken to me for all of this, then I will punish you seven times more for your sins, and I will break the pride of your power. What's happening, friends?
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is Michael Bresciani. I'm the editor of the AmericanProfit.org. We originally begun to feature the articles and the materials of Bradley Dean, and we're just glad to have him. He has a strong vision for the nation and is witness to young people in his national tours to high school and college campuses.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Hey folks, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, keeping you posted around the clock as to what's going on in the United States of America, giving you the answers to the crimes, putting your feet upon the rock and establishing your goings only by the Holy Ghost. I want everybody to understand that my message is all-inclusive to the Muslims, to the atheists, to the homosexuals, to sinners at large. Sinners are those that violate God's moral law, Exodus 20, 1 John 3, 4. The bad guys that are in office, I want you to understand that you're welcome to come to Jesus Christ, but you're going to come on his terms. I want the Barack Hussein Obamas of the world, which I believe that they have already gone past. They've already transgressed the covenant. They have blasphemed everything that God is. I believe that there's no way for many of these people to return because they're at the point of no return. But I want everybody that listens to me, everyone that listens to me, Jesus Christ is Lord. Love it or lump it, one of the two. I want people to know that when I'm talking about the things that I'm talking about on a daily basis, I'm not using the fear of consequence in any sense of the word to drive you to the foot of the cross. That is not at all what I'm doing. And I'm not a hellfire preacher, and I want to tell you why. Because hellfire preaching is unscriptural. Though the Lord warned of hell 54 times, do keep in mind, throughout the Bible, keep in mind that hell is the consequence of unrepented sin towards God's moral law. Okay? And going back, the fear of consequence is not what I'm using. I'm just showing you in the state of your country as to where you're at. Engage you prophetically, line upon line, precept upon precept, to exactly where you're at and why you are where you're at today. But I want you to know, all of you, I don't care if you're a Dalai Lama. I don't care if you're a Hare Krishna. I don't care who you are. Hey, there is none other name under heaven whereby men might be saved. His name is Jesus Christ. But you meet him on his terms. And that's through godly repentance, repentance towards God. And what happens when the Holy Ghost brings that conviction of sin, righteousness, and judgment, John 16? What does he do? He works in a godly repentance, that you might be filled with the Holy Ghost upon repentance, and that you might put your faith in the author and the finisher of your faith. His name is Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life, John 14:6. So again, I don't want to bring the fear of consequence through my message. I'm again just showing you line upon line as to where you are at concerning judgments, concerning God's stages of judgment. And folks, we're getting to the point where there's going to be no return if America does not repent before a just and a holy God. Because he is holy, and he is just, and he is righteous. He will not at all acquit any iniquity. Zero. Nada. None. It means your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, Jeremiah 29:11-13, before you find him, before he shows himself off to you. But I'm giving you his word. I'm giving you the light of his word, the fire of his word. And I want you to understand that salvation is made to all men. The Lord tells us that he doesn't have a desire that any should perish, but that all would come to the knowledge of the Savior, Jesus Christ, and the knowledge of the truth. So, again, I can't do that for you, but I can lead you to the Christ, who is alive forevermore, who is who he says he is. But again, you have to meet him on his terms, not on your terms. America, you've been doing it your way too long. You've had your 1 foot in the world, 1 foot in the church, straddling it. And I want you to know that Jesus said in his word that he would spew you out of his mouth because you're lukewarm. Folks, I want to go back to something that we did yesterday really quick, because I'm going to post a video by Geroid Coleman. It's really bizarre. Some may say Gerard. It just might be how you say it over there, but I'm not French, okay? But political author Geroid Coleman discusses the Paris attacks with RT International. I played a little bit of it yesterday. And on this video, he speaks of the propaganda campaign in Paris. He speaks of how it's aimed at causing people to be afraid of the Muslims. Folks, you don't need to be afraid. You know, it's interesting. People, these conservatives who should know better, they like to post little pictures of kids with machine guns in their hands and saying they're trained to kill your kids. That's, you know what? Have at it. Dakota Meyer was right when he said, hey, listen, ISIS hunting down Americans is like a sheep hunting down a lion. You know, the home of the brave, remember that? You know, the republic wasn't established by cowards, and cowards won't preserve it. You know, remember our colors, these colors don't run. Remember the spirit of Christ, where I've not given unto you a spirit of fear, but a power and of love and of a sound mind, and strong confidence in the fear of the Lord, and how the Lord makes the righteous bold as lions, Proverbs 28. Folks, there's a lot of stupid folks, dull and insensible, it's the definition of stupid, in the conservative movement that are absolutely worthless. They're counterproductive at every step of the way. They're aiding the enemy by adding fear to the situation, and it's the wrong kind of fear. It's a diabolical fear. And there is a difference between a diabolical fear and a fear of God. And the fear of God is, as we have talked about, friends, as Dietrich Bonhoeffer rightly said, it's a filial fear. He who fears the face of God does not fear the face of man or consequence. But he who fears the face of man does not fear the face of God. Let's get that into perspective. Going on. Speaking of this video that I'm going to be posting with tomorrow's article, Geroid O'Coleman, who discusses the Paris attacks with RT International. Folks, the video is second to none. He is highlighting everything to a T in which we have been talking about on this radio show over the last couple months, last 3 months. He said how the war on terror is orchestrated from abroad. Of course it is. He's talking about how they are orchestrated by none other than NATO. Yes, that's exactly right. The brown shirts under dictatorships, friends, namely Adolf Hitler, they were called to go out and stir things up, and here's NATO and the UN to say, hey, we're the peacekeepers here. Let's go ahead and deal with these brown shirts, per se. Well, when in fact, they're the ones responsible for sending the brown shirts. He's going to be talking about how the war is being waged against civilian populations, which aims to divide and conquer, hello, and all that would oppose a global tyrannical governance by who? United Nations. He talks about how there's no war on terror. There isn't. You'll flee when none pursueth. There's a war that is using terror proxy groups against nation states that are resisting the United States. Who's behind all of this? Well, let me tell you what he said. There is no such thing as ISIS. ISIS is a creation of the United States, known to us by official military sources and declassified documents coming all from the United States of America. You're CIA. Why was John F. Kennedy shot and killed, friends? Come on. Trillions of dollars were made from Vietnam War on the blood off the backs of your sons and daughters. 58,121 of them fought blood and died. My cousin was killed there. Why? Well, do you remember, right, the day after John F. Kennedy was assassinated, because he was going to pull out our boys and our girls, our sons and our daughters, I wasn't around then, but from Vietnam. But that didn't go well with the military-industrial complex, did it, friends? No, of course not. The very next day, Johnson, with a smile on his face, reversed the orders. And then he began to stack the Warren Commission with John F. Kennedy's sworn enemies, even naming Alan Dulles, who he just fired from the CIA. And he was also going to, remember he was going to chop up the CIA into 10,000 pieces? Well, interestingly enough, they went to war and they made a lot of money. Who profited from the war more than Johnson did, friends? Besides the military-industrial complex, think, folks. How refugees are coming into countries disguised as refugees to destabilize countries. That's exactly what they're there for, to create what? Civil war. Folks, how long have I been shouting this off from the rooftops? Here we have it. How the media propaganda campaign is used to promote fear to what? Paralyze the people. And there's the government right after another terror attack trying to disarm you, friends, or try to create some bureaucracy to oppress and control the masses. Just ask those that actually contrived the Patriot Act. Going on, there may be a new effort coming against dissidents by browbeating them. And what they want to do, friends, is the warmongers are worried about alternative media resources like mine globally, whom question the state-controlled narratives. Friends, I'm not questioning them. I'm exposing them. But what they want to do is they want to now start to browbeat dissidents. And what they do is attacking alternative media resources as theorists and crack down on them that report rational questioning of the established order. Folks, this is exactly what dictators do. The video also is going to expose coercive engineered migration, which could have been easily prevented had the people in them respective countries stood up and said no, just like in America. But again, you have your representatives like Hillary Clinton and Barack Hussein Obama defending them even after these supposed attacks take place. And who are the ones that are actually condemning them? Well, of course, the victims. Folks, talk to you in 23. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.